Can you just for a moment bring your attention to your breathing? Bringing the breath smoothly and evenly through both nostrils. And bringing the breath into your head, so you make deep inward contact with yourself. And now feel that you're inside your feet. That you're inhabiting your feet. That there's no separation between your feet and the ground. And feel that you're inside your legs. Including your ankles. One seamless space from your legs all the way down into your feet, inhabiting that space. And then feel that you're inside your hip sockets. Feel your hip sockets settle towards the ground. Find a space within both hip sockets at the same time. And experience the stillness of that balanced awareness. And then feel yourself inside your whole torso, your pelvis, your midsection, your chest. Including the back of your torso, so that you're occupying the space all the way through your body. And your shoulder sockets. Finding the space inside both shoulder sockets at the same time. And balance your awareness of that space inside both shoulder sockets. Find them both at the same time. And then inside your arms and wrists and hands. Inhabiting the internal space of your whole arm all the way down to your fingertips. And now you feel yourself inhabiting the whole space from your shoulders down through your feet. One space. And then include your neck and your head. The internal space of your head. Actually a very vast and open space. Inhabiting that space inside your head, your neck, the top of the head. Let the top of the head settle towards the ground. And then feel yourself inside your whole body, all at once. And find a space outside your body, a space in the room. And feel that the space outside your body and inside your body is the same continuous space that pervades you. And remain inside your body, but your body is pervaded by space. You are that space. The same space that pervades you, pervades everyone in this room. And without moving at all, experience that the space pervading you is pervading everyone else in this room. And without moving at all, experience that that space pervades everything in the environment, in this room and beyond. Pervades everything. So what we're going to start with this afternoon is an attunement exercise. It's called the core breath. And within the realization process, there are really two kind of fundamental ways of attuning, and then there are many, many, many variations on that theme. One has to do with the first attunement that I shared this morning, attunement to fundamental consciousness through the whole body. And the second has to do with entering into the subtle core, which is the vertical channel that runs through our body. In the Eastern traditions, like in the Hindu traditions, it's sometimes called the Shishumna. In Tibetan, it's called the central channel. But it's that subtlemost channel that runs through the vertical core of our body. And that channel, that central channel, is a very profound entryway into fundamental consciousness and into all-pervasive space, and that subtlemost primary dimension of ourselves that we've been talking about. And so when we attune to it and we begin to move into it, we begin to experience a little bit about what I was talking about earlier, that sense of being in that deepest, in the place of our deepest interiority, right? Because it's that deepest place within ourselves, within the internal space of our body, and that simultaneously that interior space, that deepest interiority, is also our deepest place of authentic contact with everybody and everything in our environment. So when we are going to be working with the core breath, We're primarily going to be working with three points: the center of the head, the center of the chest, and the pelvic center. But you can really enter or access through anywhere along the core. And if people are familiar with the chakra system, as probably most people are, then there are certain vortices or points that are considered more potentized access points that are related to more potentialities within us. And those are often the places that are used for access. But really, we can open to it from anywhere within that, anywhere along the core. The only other thing I want to say about it before we begin is that one of the points that people may not be as familiar with is working with the center of the head. And so we're going to be finding the center of the head. And the center of the head, I have found over the years to be a very profound access point to this kind of openness that we're, this open dimension of consciousness. But sometimes it's a little more challenging for us to find it. We tend to go a little high when we're looking for it inside of our heads. So before we begin, I want to just do a little brief exercise that might help you find it when we're actually doing the meditation. So imagine that you have a kind of a line or an imaginary thread that's going from inside your ears, from each ear, and it's going up into the center of your head. It's not a perfectly straight line across. It has a little bit of an arc. Okay? It's going through your ears, little imaginary line, slight arc, and at that point in the center where these two lines are crossing in this slight arc, that's the center of your head. And what we're going to do to help ourselves find it is we're going to hum across that line. We're going to hum across that line and then see if that might help locate that spot, because there'll be a kind of resonance when we're there, okay? We'll try it a couple times. So sit with your back upright and your eyes closed. And begin by breathing in through both nostrils. A gentle inhalation and exhalation. Letting the breath be smooth and even. And now find the center of your head. That is the very center of the internal space of your head between your ears. When you're in the center of your head, you will feel an automatic resonance all the way through your whole core, so that you can feel the bottom of your torso just by being in the center of your head. So if you're having any difficulty finding the center of your head, and sometimes it takes some time and practice, Just see if you can find that place of resonance where you feel the whole core resonating. And now bring the breath back into the center of your head. And let the exhalation release. So the breath is going right into the center of the head. And releasing forward. And now initiate the breath from within the center of the head so that the first place you draw in the breath, before you draw it in through your nose, before you draw it in into your chest, the first place you feel the breath move is in the center of the head. There is a mental quality to the breath, as though your mind is breathing inside the center of your head. It is not the thinking mind, it is the quality of mind that is breathing in the center of your head. And now, from the center of your head, find the center of your chest, your heart center, but deep within the subtle core of your body. And just being in your heart center, in that core, you feel a resonance throughout your whole being. You can leave the center of the head for now and just be in the heart center, as deeply as you can be without strain. Now initiate the breath from the heart center, so that the first place you draw in breath is in the heart center. And it feels as though you are breathing in a combination of breath and consciousness, as though your mind is breathing inside your heart center. Now find the center of your head again. And from the center of your head, find your pelvic center, a few inches below your navel, but deep in the subtle core of your body, as deeply as you can be without strain. And just being in your pelvic center, you can feel a resonance throughout your whole core, throughout your whole being. And now the pelvic center initiates the breath. So the first place the breath moves in your body is in the pelvic center. Before it moves anywhere else, it moves in your pelvic center. And it feels as though you are breathing in a combination of breath and consciousness. That your mind is breathing inside your pelvic center. Now all three centers. So find the center of your head again. Find the center of your head and your heart center at the same time. Find the center of your head, your heart center, and your pelvic center at the same time. Now initiate the breath from within all three centers at the same time. So the heart center, the head center, the pelvic center, all three centers are breathing at once. And if you have difficulty doing that, just make sure you keep your head center breathing and add in the other centers as you can. So you initiate the breath from all three centers. And you feel the resonance throughout your whole being. And you feel as though you are breathing in a combination of breath and consciousness. Your mind is breathing inside your whole core, through your head, your heart, and your pelvis. And feel how your core opens into the all-pervasive space of fundamental consciousness, just by being in your core. And we're going to sit for 10 minutes, being in our core, feeling our core opening into the all-pervasive space of fundamental consciousness, and resting in that space of open awareness from within our core. Resting in the openness of mind and consciousness. We are resting in the unconditioned awareness. We are resting in that subtlest primary dimension of our being. And as you're resting in this space, you can release a little bit of the focus on the centers themselves and just rest in the openness. Let your whole body open into that space, and you can just let go from deep within yourself into it. Now bring your awareness back to the three points in the subtle core of your body, the center of your head, your heart center, and your pelvic center. And initiate the breath within those three points as far deeply as you can be without strain. And now, while remaining within those three centers, slowly open your eyes. Still remaining in that core. And gently looking at the environment, to the people just in front of you, from within that deep place in yourself. Let your eyes be soft. Let the space do the seeing. Very often, when we want to open into awareness or rest in awareness or let go into awareness, our tendency is to do so from the surface of ourselves. And because of that, there's a tendency for the letting go into awareness to be something that's going on out here. We can feel that sometimes in ourselves. We can sometimes see that in other people who are opening into awareness, and we feel like they're out here. Right. So when we inhabit ourselves in this internal space, in this deep way, one of the things that is happening is that we are able to deeply let go, to let go from a place deep within ourselves. And when we let go from that place deep within ourselves, then we are opening with our whole being. Our whole being is opening. When we rest in that space, our whole being is resting in that space. The other thing that we can experience when we find ourselves more deeply, having more deep internal contact with ourselves, is that very often, especially those of us sensitive people, which is probably everybody in this room, can very easily feel the world really you know, like a pressure upon us. There's so much coming at us, and there's so much going on, and we're feeling it, and we're experiencing it, and we're feeling impacted by it. And the more deeply we are within ourselves, the more deeply we are in that in place of internal contact, the more possible it is to actually be present with that, to be open, to be able to respond in such a way that we don't lose contact with ourselves. So on just a very practical level, in terms of our interactions with other people and the things that we encounter and the challenges that we face and the things that feel overwhelming, that the more we're in a place of internal contact, the more we're actually able to engage in a way that is skillful and open without merging, without becoming diffuse, and without stepping outside of ourselves and feeling like we have to be out here in order to handle a situation, or we have to be back here in order to not be too overwhelmed by it. So I think that that may be enough for today. So we want to have, in order to end the day, to kind of bring everything together here at the end of the day. There's been a lot of richness, a lot of inner exploration, a lot of settling into our bodies, a lot of opening into the unitive field that we are a part of. And at the beginning, we started the day with a kind of shared blessing of intention and chanting the Gate Gate mantra together as a way of all coming together, bringing our intentions forward and blessing the space together. And so to end the day today, we're going to, for anyone that wants to participate, you can participate through intention, or you can participate through participating in the actual chanting of the prayer. We're going to be ending the day with a brief prayer of dedication, so that everything that we've done here today, everything that has opened up within us today, everything that has served our own awakening, also serves the world and serves everything that we encounter. And even that which we don't directly encounter is served, because the field is unbroken, the unitive field. So this is a prayer that is one of my favorites, and it comes from Shantideva, and who gave great teachings on the way of the awakened heart. For as long as space endures, and as long as beings remain, so may I too remain, to relieve the sufferings of the world.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.